TikTok. Y'all ready? Let me introduce you to this man right here. It's Tim Conway Jr. His show's at 8. Hot OG Valley style repping 818. Saying back forever, how is that so good? But you won't find a man who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner.
That's me, I said, man.
Bonaducci is here, co-hosting the show at the world-famous Commerce Casino. Mr. MySpace,
be my friend.
Mr. Biceps, Mr. Child Star, help me with my bet. Trust me, Bonaducci, I got a game plan. Oh, you need a partner, too. I said it, man.
March 27th at the Commerce, playing in the free roll, $6,000 purse. This stuff is hot, gonna have me a blast. The Commerce got Hold'em, Stud, Omaha, and Raz. If you don't know how to play Hold'em, here it goes. We got pairs, draws, straights, aces, kings, tens, and boats. Two pair beats, one. A set beats, two. Flush beats a straight, but wait, I'm not through. A straight flush beats a boat, and a royal beats all. So if you got that ish, you definitely want to call.
It's 8 o'clock, time for Hot Talk. Make sure the chips is in the right spot. 97.1, time for card fun. It's me, Macadine.
And your homie, G-Dub.
Yeah, remix, Hot Talk, remix.
Remix, kosher, Jews.
Keep it kosher, bitches.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And let's hear how many people are still left in the tournament by a round of applause. Let's go! Still about 300 people out there playing the tournament.
That'd be my guess.
And Danny Bonaducci is with us, heard every single afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m.
Yes.
Has about 38 minutes a day to get out what you have to get out, right?
I go get myself as 3 hours closer to fired.
All right. Okay. All right, folks, we have the Lycats with us. And there are four of them with us tonight. They're very attractive women. And let's get a microphone from Scotty over there. Is the microphone set? There we go. All right, let's talk to this young lady. What is your name?
Annis.
And your name?
I'm Shauna.
Shauna. And then we have?
Danny.
Catherine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Carolyn.
Carolyn?
And Catherine.
And Catherine. All right. And all part of the I guess not the street squad, but the Lycats, right?
Yes.
And very attractive women. You can see them down here. You can also see them up on our website. And let's start.
The sides of vans and billboards. Yes. They're all over there. The Lycats are stars unto themselves.
They really are. And you know what? It's actually against company policy. I don't know if you know this. But it's against CBS Radio's company policy to hang one of your calendars in one of our offices at the station.
No way.
Really?
That is absolutely true.
Not that bad.
Can I ask? Because I can see, because every job I've taken at a big company, you have to take this sexual harassment course.
Right.
Did you take
yes,
one?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I
took
failed.
One at CBS. I took one when I had a television show at another network. I had to take one there. So they're kind of redundant, but they're bizarre. Is that true?
It's absolutely true.
All right, but on your own time, you cannot have a Lycats calendar at your desk at 97.1 FM.
Right.
On your own time at your own home, can you sleep with one of them?
Yes, you can. You can wrap
That's
yourself in one of them.
You can hang one of these chicks from your wall, but you can hang one of these chicks from your wall.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly right.
Nice.
All right, now let's. Now, what else do you do for a living? Let's talk with. Is it Shauna?
Hair and makeup.
Hair and makeup. And then,
Annis.
All right, Annis.
Shauna, we went over this. I do real estate.
The real estate.
Valley.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Well, what real estate company do you work with?
For Remax.
Remax in the Valley, in Woodland Hills.
In the Valley.
In Woodland Hills.
Yeah, Woodland Hills.
All right, how's the real estate business going?
It's great.
Yeah. No slowdown at all,
why
right?
I'm here, right?
You know? That's why you're here with the. With the zipper half down. If the zipper is
company policy too, okay?
If the zipper's all the way up, we're in a boom.
Yeah.
The zipper comes down during a recession. And just wait to see what a depression does. All right.
That's a very interesting barometer of how real estate's gone. If I'm completely unzipped and you can just about see my areolas,
right,
then we're in a huge slump.
Right. We're getting there. Looks
if I'm wearing a turtleneck, I'm making a fortune at Remax.
Hey, it's true, right?
That's true. But, I mean, I think that's true with strip bars as well. I mean, when there's a recession or, God forbid, a depression, all of the talent comes out. But when there's jobs aplenty, they're all working in real estate and doing other things, hair, makeup, everything.
There's very few jobs, as I understand it, there's very few jobs that don't require a license, like real estate and things like that,
right,
where you can make money as a good stripper. Good strippers make a lot of money, don't they?
Well, good strippers make a lot of money, and good strippers are better to date than actresses.
Almost anybody's better to date. Neppers. I know neppers that are better to date than actresses.
And you've dated some actresses.
Yes, I have.
Have you been married to an actress?
No, never been. Well, my wife was on my last show, and she acted like she liked sex once. So, aside from that, no.
Okay. How far into your marriage did your wife not like sex?
She told me... Oh, this is a sad story, dude. She told
me... I know, but then again, the kindest liar on the planet, the guy who always tells the truth, and here's the question for you. How soon after you said, I do, did your wife say, I don't?
She didn't start saying, I don't, until we were getting towards the divorce. Like, very often. It was just a very difficult and uncomfortable situation, right? Because nobody... Well, I did, but it was obvious she didn't want to.
Right.
So it kind of felt almost abusive in a way, because she's making it clear this is not a thing she's hip to.
Right.
Right? So it's not happening nearly as often as one would like. She told me flat out that she didn't like sleeping with me about a year and a half ago, and she said she realized she didn't want to have sex with me 12 years ago.
She told you that?
No, she told me last year that she knew for the last 12 years she didn't want to have sex with me.
And you still wanted to give her more than half of everything you own?
I just didn't want to fight over money with a girl.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Dirty and stupid. Here,
all
take
right.
the money.
All right, let's go to the next Lycat here. What do you do outside of the Lycats for a living?
I'm a writer.
A writer.
And an actress.
And what do you write?
I'm writing a screenplay right now, my third.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And the first two were...
No one's read them yet.
Ah, okay.
It's a lesbian story, though.
Yeah, you could read them.
Wait, it's a lesbian story?
I'm sorry?
We're all in it.
Wait, what's the story? Is it a lesbian story?
No, they're comedies.
Comedies.
I love comedy.
A couple of really funny lesbians. Ellen DeGeneres is a very funny lesbian.
Yes, she's very
there
funny.
You go, write a lesbian comedy.
But it's not lesbian and that I'm writing.
Who's your favorite comic?
My favorite comic?
Yeah.
There's so many.
I know, but who's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
Well, then who are some of your top favorites?
Vince Vaughn is really funny. I love him.
But
Cat Williams.
Ellen's
very funny.
Yes.
I don't think Vince Vaughn is a comic, though, is he?
No, he's not a comic. No. But he's funny.
Who's your favorite comedian?
Go with Carrot Top and get the joke out of the way.
Kim Conway.
Redhead.
All right, there you go.
Yay!
But it's always interesting to see what a woman's sense of humor is, because women always say they love a sense of humor, and I think this defines a woman's sense of humor. They love a guy who's funny, and they define funny as a guy who's 6'3", blonde,
yeah,
tall, a tan, has a Porsche, has a beach house, and has an S load of money.
They have a story about Vince.
They find that hysterical.
You know what I found because I am 5'6" with red hair. But I have found in Hollywood, when I stand on my money,
right,
I'm 6'3",
yes,
with
you
blonde
are.
Hair, and very handsome.
Absolutely.
So shallow down, and I'm just the right guy for it.
And you love how shallow it is.
Oh, my God. I thrive. You know, if you put me only in purgatory, I'd be king.
Right. Okay. All right. Then lastly here, I'm sorry, your name is?
Catherine.
Catherine. And what do you do outside of like that?
I model as well, but I'm an executive assistant, so I'm really good at assisting.
Oh, boy. All right.
Do you know, actually, Amy and I are looking for an assistant.
Really?
Yes.
Are you a very expensive assistant?
I'm a very good assistant. I'm very affordable.
All right, can we discuss this after
Done.
The show?
I aim to please.
Boom.
So, yes.
You know what?
A DG.
I aim to please, too, so this will go well for you.
All right, I got myself a job, right? Okay. There you go. Let's shake
we'll
on it.
All right. All right, the Lycats, everybody. Nice to see the four of you. Yes, come on down to the Commerce Casino and see the Lycats. All right, now, Danny, I got a question for you as well as the audience at home. And maybe we can learn something, you and I together, because I think we both share the fascination in this and the attractiveness in this. But guys who are married, not guys who have a girlfriend, not the guys who have a fiance who are dating, but I'm talking about guys who are married who have put together a three-way.
Right.
How the F did you pull that off?
Well, I have never pulled off a three-way with a woman I was married to.
But you thought about
it. The closest one I ever pulled off was I was engaged to a girl that I managed to pull off a three-way with.
And how did it go?
The act itself went great. And then we did it a few more times, and it kept going great. And then, to my surprise, I kind of wrecked it.
You did?
Yeah. I started, like, because I liked her, but not that much. It wasn't that, you know, it didn't break my heart.
The girlfriend.
That when we broke up. But I noticed all of a sudden I was never jealous of this girl. I mean, without me, she worked at Tasty Freeze. You know,
right.
Without me, she, you know, I made her. She went to interesting places and did interesting things that she would not have done had she not been my girlfriend.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, we're doing this sexual experimentation, and all of a sudden I'm wondering, hey, I'm right here on the radio. She knows exactly where I am and when I'll be home.
Right.
I can't come and surprise you by coming through the door. What if it turned out she liked one of these guys? That's different. That's cheating.
Now, when you said it, when you say you set up the three-way, did you set it up with you, her, and another guy, or another girl?
Well, I set up the first one with another guy, because you to do it with another girl, unless there's two girls that approach you, which I'm one of the luckiest guys in the world, but that's a once, twice in a lifetime moment when reasonably hot chicks will approach you with the idea.
Yeah, that's okay? Not happening.
You've got to sell at least one girl on this idea, for sure.
But I mean, you have to be the best salesman on the planet.
Surprisingly not.
To be able to sell it to two chicks, especially when one is married to you.
If one of the girls is seriously with you,
right.
That to sell her that this is a good idea will not harm us, will not come up in the future. Because you know what the big complaint about three-ways with, say, your wife or your girlfriend? Not that you did it, not that you think about doing it, not that you'd ask her to do it. You know what? I have noticed the biggest number one complaint women have against doing it. You'll bring it up in the future during a fight against me.
Oh, get out of here.
Chicks are like that, man. Everything they think will come up later in a fight because women have memories like steel traps.
Right.
My wife, we could be in an argument and she'd say, do you remember in 1997 around 8 o'clock? It was June 3rd, I think.
Right.
It's like, yes, okay, maybe I said it, maybe
got
I didn't.
It.
So I have found that the biggest obstacle is that it will come up as ammunition in a fight later. That
yep.
You will use it against them. You were even able to talk them into doing that.
Okay. All right, folks. We're live at the Commerce Casino. Danny Bonaducci joins us. And I have a question for you. Let's say you ran an automotive dealership. Let's say you're selling BMWs or Porsches, right?
Okay.
And you're the general manager.
Right on.
And a guy comes in and says, I'd like to be a salesperson for your Porsche dealership or your Mercedes dealership. And you say to him, well, what experience do you have in selling cars? And he says, I have none. But on three occasions, I've been able to talk my wife and her friend into a three-way. Don't you hire that guy immediately?
I would ask who was still with him and what the losses were. And if the losses were greater than the gains, I would not.
Right.
Because what he's going to do is he's going to sell me cars that are going to get returned and complaint and people with bad credit. If he sucked in a three-way and he's still married and he's still in the black and he's still got the other chick, I'm hiring him right now.
On the spot.
Yeah, I'm hiring that guy immediately.
All right, here's the question for the listeners at home or on the freeway. You could make it to the Commerce Casino. You're able to put you and your wife into a three-way situation. How did that turn out? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, one of the biggest fears of guys doing this is that the two women, fall in love with each other and your wife becomes a lesbian.
I'm kind of cool with that.
But why is that a fear? If she's going to be a lesbian, she's going to be a lesbian whether it's that minute or 3 years later or 5 years later.
I had the weirdest discussion with my wife one time. She said, maybe it was on a show or something. I don't know why this would come up. But she said, if I turned gay and left her for another man,
right.
That would not bother her or make her as jealous as if I left her for another woman. And I said, A, not going to happen, but why? What's the difference? She says, well, I couldn't compete with another man. You've gone gay. I could have competed with the woman. So, you know,
right.
I didn't lose quite as badly. And I said, well, let me tell you something. If you leave me for another woman, you don't actually have to leave. You can
right.
just invite her
and
over,
stay.
And I'll buy some video equipment, and everybody will be very happy.
Right.
I have a lot of money. We'll all eat well. It'll be good.
Yes.
It's all healthy.
But, you know what, for some reason...
We'll teach the kids to call her Auntie something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're married, and, you know, you're into your third, fourth, fifth, 6 years of marriage, and you want something new, and you think to yourself, well, maybe if we could invite one of her friends in the bedroom, maybe we can invite somebody I know into the bedroom, and that might change the entire marriage. Sometimes it does. Now, if it leads to divorce, my opinion is you are going to get divorced anyway. Possibly. So why not speed up the process?
I would have to agree with you on that, especially in California, because we're a no-fault state.
Right.
Okay, if you were in another state and she has a good lawyer and she goes up to the judge and says, he tried to force me into a perverted way of life, Your Honor, there's a very good chance you're going to lose everything.
Right.
You can do anything you want or have anything that they wanted done to you in the state of California. You still end up with half.
Right.
Like, I cheated.
Wait a minute. You're saying in other states you could lose everything?
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, this is what's called, California is what's called a no-fault state.
And people are always complaining about the state of California and the stringent laws when it comes to divorce, but it turns out for sexual, and I hate to use the term deviants or perverts, because I don't think it is, people who are sexually, exploring, that this is the best state to get married in.
Well, there's lots of no-fault states, but the ones that are not no-fault states at all, if you can prove that you caused the damage in that relationship, they will compensate your partner, in this case your wife, by degrees of difficulty. Like if you've tried to bring another woman to the bedroom and it was a direct assault on your wife's morals, she could bankrupt you, especially
and
if you get a female judge.
And you get everything.
They'll give the wife everything.
Oh, Bobo.
But also there are judges, in fact, that would do the same. If your wife cheats on you, judges don't like that either.
Right.
They're not fans. Nobody's a fan of cheaters.
Yeah, but you know what? I also have a theory that guys can't get away with anything anymore because of wives and because of the female movement. Here's an example. If you're sitting in court, right, and you're being accused of rape,
right?
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general.
One of the few things I've never been accused of. Thank you.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you.
But the jury is filled with two people: either women who are going to find you guilty immediately, or men who are going to try and impress their wives by going home and going, "You can't believe what I did, this son of a bitch. I voted him guilty."
Wow.
And so if you're up on a rape charge, whether you're guilty or not, you're going down.
Do you believe that to be true?
I absolutely believe that. No. I believe very few men escape a rape charge, even if they're completely innocent, because of the jury, of the makeup of the jury.
Now, do you think today's incredible forensic science and DNA has put a little bit of a damper in that?
A little bit, but again, the husbands who are sitting on the jury want to go home and impress their wives by saying, I'm on a rape trial and I voted that guy guilty.
Right. Not only that, I voted for the most severe sentence
we
could
possibly get. Right. Yeah, so he goes to prison for 20 years for something he may not have done, and that guy did it so he can get laid at home still.
Now, do you want to hear something very interesting? And I'm wondering if this is still a law, and if it's changed, feel free to call in and tell us or ignore me, but I know for a fact it was a law. Did you know that a woman cannot physically rape a man and be pressed charges? Because erection implies consent. And so that's real law. That is a real law. And that may have been changed recently.
Let's keep it.
Implies consent.
Let's keep it. There should be more women raping guys.
I could not agree more. I think we should throw one more drink down Gina and see how far we
Let me know.
I don't know where. I mean, if there were more women raping guys, I think it would be a great society.
I couldn't agree more.
Guys really enjoy getting raped for the most part by women, not by guys, but by women.
Yeah, no, because on the first situation that you set up, you go to jail, and if you're not a lot bigger than me, you become the bitch. And they start. I understand that ex-child stars are going for like a carton of Marlboros these days.
Is that right?
Okay, I want no part of actual prison.
Yeah, but you're a pretty tough guy. You could probably hand yourself in the joint.
Well, you know what it is in jail or anywhere else? It's if you won't give up, there's somebody who will.
Right.
Big or small, if you press me, I won't give up. And somebody will go, it's not worth it. I'm going to go over to that guy. That guy's going to give me his watch just because I asked for it.
Right.
A big guy comes to me and says, give me your watch. I'm going to say, take it.
Right.
Show me what you're made of. Take it. And he's going to say, not worth the fight. I don't care that he's little. He's a pain in my ass that I don't need. Somebody else will just be afraid.
Both of you go into solitary confinement.
But a lot of people walk around afraid all the time. And those people are constant victims. And they wear a victim across their forehead.
That's absolutely right. All right, gang. If you're married, Not if you're dating somebody or if you're in a fiance. If you're married and you're able to talk your wife into a three-way, what's the outcome? How'd you do it? What's the secret? Married guys want to know. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We're live at the Commerce Casino. Danny Bonaducci joins us, everybody. Yes! It is the Junior Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Call Tim Conway Jr. now at 520-97.1. No, at 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, joined by Danny Bonaducci.
Look at you, man.
I like this place.
You, dude. Yeah, it's a good place, huh? Well, have you been here before?
No, I've never been here before.
Never been here before.
I passed, you know where I was going to come here? It's interesting because I don't jump to gamble, but I noticed the comedy club here.
Oh, yeah. Jokers.
Yeah.
Jokers.
I come there.
Artie Moreno, or is down there with the comedy. All right, folks, we're going to take some phone calls here. If you're married, you're able to talk your wife into a three-way. How'd you do it? Let's talk to... how about Adam in Orange County on line one? Adam, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
How are you guys doing?
All right, what do you got?
Well, I didn't even have to convince my wife into it. She... totally convinced me into it, pretty much. Old friend of hers came over. We went out, and push come to shove, I find out they used to pretty much hook up back in the day. And after a night of drinks and whatnot, we'd go home, and one thing leads to another, and it was on.
Wait, it was her childhood friend?
It was a friend of hers that grew up together when they were younger in teenage years. They would, go party, hook up with each other. I met her for the first time one night, and we all go out, and we come back, and she kind of just gives me the whisper that we're going to have some fun tonight.
Has it continued? Have you done it a second time?
Oh, it's gone on probably about 4 or 5 times.
Now, do you think that there is a chance, and maybe you said this, and it's a little tough to hear you,
I'm sorry.
The situation, not you, buddy. Do you think since she was a childhood friend, usually childhood friends have had their first drink together, experimented together, do you think that they had any kind of sexual relationship between the two of them before you met your wife?
Yeah, definitely. She told me after the first time it happened, they used to pretty much go get at it with each other a lot.
Right, so you came in, basically on a two-horse race. You had the chalk, and you shot the second-place horse.
Pretty much.
Wow. I mean, you had a no lose situation.
No lose whatsoever. When we got home after going out to our nightclub, I was downstairs doing some things. I go upstairs. They're already in some sexy lingerie, and she just pretty much told me we're having
fun. How hot are they? Can you describe your wife and then the chick as well?
My wife is absolutely beautiful. She's about 5'6", platinum blonde hair, beautiful blue eyes, about 36 double D's, 5'1 waist. Her friend is actually Italian and Spanish, dark hair, dark features, about the same height, same breast size, just both beautiful, absolutely gorgeous women. It was probably one of the best nights I had in my life because they're not only are they beautiful, they're absolutely wild in the bedroom.
Okay,
if you know what I mean?
Can I ask you an honest question here?
I'd love to swear right now. I'd like to say I'm really effing depressed and use the whole F-word.
I know, I'm with you. Because have you ever met, and this has nothing to do with you, Adam, I just want to know that you brought it up. Have you ever met a total loser that had two hot chicks? I have.
Yes.
I hate that. I want to kill that guy. It's like, how'd you score Dude, I'm doing great.
I know.
And you've got two chicks. I hate you.
I know. It happens, though.
You can't die fast enough for me.
Yeah.
But, Adam, you seem like a fine guy, and I'm happy for you. I just want to know a couple of things. First of all, you describe both of these women as beautiful. Do most men agree with me that any two girls that are together have just gained at least two attractive points each?
Oh, yeah.
By far.
They shed. When girls get together, they drop 25 pounds each.
Okay, right. So you're with me 100%.
It's a new Hollywood diet.
If this chick over here is a 5, and this chick over here is a 5, and they get together right in front of you, they're both 7s. They're way up on the score now.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. They go right up. Who wouldn't want to see it? Well, of course it goes right. They go shooting right up the scale.
See, I'd love to know every now and again that I'm not that odd.
No, you're not.
No, good.
No.
So nice.
I think you're typical of people in Los Angeles. Now, Adam, I got a question for you. How soon into your marriage did this happen?
It happened the first time about a month before we were going to get married, and then it happened.
All right, let's put them on hold. Here's my theory. You can let hamburger expire.
Yeah.
In your refrigerator.
Sure.
You can either eat it. Hey, Bubba. Hey, Jerry, that mic's on.
Doing a radio show, it sounds so weird.
Yeah, when you talk about that, it's on the air. All right, Bubba? All right. But you can let hamburger expire.
Yeah.
Or you can freeze it and eat it later.
Okay.
So if you're in your first 2 months, 3 months, 6 months of marriage, that meat is still fresh.
Absolutely.
And you can, turn into hamburger. You can turn it into, a taco meat or
Hamburger Helper happens to be one of my favorite foods on earth. I swear to God.
I love that. The more salt, the better.
Yeah, I swear to God, it's the best.
I absolutely love Hamburger Helper. I love any of that crap. But if you let the meat, sit there too long, it sours.
Right. I'm with you so far.
And if it sours, it goes bad.
Right.
And once it goes bad, you don't want to eat it anymore.
I'm with you so far. 100%. I don't know where this analogy is going, but so far I am with you 1,000%.
This is why the guys within the first 6 months to a year of their marriage can get a three-way going. They've got fresh meat. If you wait for 5-6 years, it's sour and nobody wants to eat it.
Huh. Now, is that... I would beg to differ. I would say
the moment you get married, you got to start concentrating on getting a three-way going. Yes.
I'll agree with that.
You got to start massaging.
But don't you think also, because this is the thing I have, a theory I have, or it's a factor. It's the, it's still you factor. There's a point where you wake up next to your wife and you can't be more pleased, and she's beautiful and she said yes and you married her and life is wonderful. And there comes a day when you wake up eventually and you look at her and you go, it's still you. Right. You'd think that's when you'd want to try and make sure that the meat does not expire by bringing in new meat, if you will.
Yeah, but I think what you have to do is sacrifice a little of your personal happiness with her and try to get it as early as possible to try to form her into the chick you want her to be.
Oh, no. If I can marry 6 women at a time, I'm not sacrificing any of my pleasure if I don't have to. If I can get them all if I can get them to come on my honeymoon.
Right.
I'm good with that.
Oh,
I just think you have a better chance. Although women today are far more sexual than when I was growing up.
And thanks to Bill Clinton.
Very possible.
And if the guy never did anything else for this country... And listen, I'm a Republican, and a lot of people hate that, but I do believe that Bill Clinton was a great president.
I think Bill Clinton was one of the best presidents since Jefferson.
Yeah, I do. I believe that.
I happen to be a Republican.
Is that right? All right. I believe that he has, he had a way to deal with the government and a way to deal with the economy, and he kicked ass. And I believe if he was running right now and if his wife wasn't running, he would be ahead by 50 points.
Yeah, I think if they'd get rid of... Is it the 22nd or 23rd Amendment where you can't run again?
Right, he should run again.
If he could run again, I think he'd be president again.
I'd vote for him. But he can't run again. And so you get these, clowns running now who are, you got the Obama, you got Clinton, and you've got, the Clinton light, and you got the McCain. But
that's one of the reasons I'm even contemplating Hillary. is because she'll be doing the pillow talk with one of the best presidents we've had in recent history.
Right. But look what this guy is. Look what Bill Clinton has done for the country. He not only balanced the budget, but he had surplus at the end of his of his term. But he also made it acceptable to consider oral sex not sex.
I personally don't know too many women that actually adhere to that.
The younger generation all believes that.
Is that true?
I believe it's true.
You believe that?
I absolutely believe it's
what
true.
What do you consider to be the younger generation?
I'd say 25 and under.
Really?
28 and under.
Amy.
29 and under.
Come here.
29 and under.
Come here.
All right, 29 and under. And by the way, it's the 10 o'clock topic. We're opening it up early.
My microphone right there, although you won't be here that long, honey. It's just going to be kind of a yes or no question. This is my girlfriend, Amy, who you've heard me speak of.
All right, Danny Bonaduce's girlfriend, Amy, everybody. Yeah.
Tim Conway Jr., who has been kind enough to invite me to be his guest here at the Commerce Casino, has posed the theory that Bill Clinton has made it acceptable for people of your generation to believe that oral sex is not sex.
No, absolutely not. It is sex. It definitely is. I don't believe that's true.
Now, is it sex as in you're not a virgin? If you gave a guy oral sex but did not have intercourse with him, are you still a virgin?
Yes.
Then technically, how can it be sex?
It's a sexual act, so then, yeah, I would think it's sex still.
All right, let me ask you a really important question.
But you would still be a virgin if you'd only done that. Yeah, I would agree with that.
All right, let me ask you a very, very pertinent question, and this is very important right now. If I were to be able to talk one of the Lycats into giving me a...
Okay.
Nope. It was fun talking with you.
All right, hold on one sec.
I'm done with her.
If Danny Bonaduce had a massage, and he turned over and he got a how-to-do, is that sex?
It does the... I don't know. I mean, is there touching involved?
No, he's asking about
having it. That's cheating. That's sex.
By the way, you're aware I've done that hundreds of times.
Not
right?
with me.
But you're aware that I've done that hundreds and
yes,
hundreds of
I know who you are.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Amy. Thank you very much. Amy, everybody. Amy Bonaduce.
So thanks for making it positive. I can't get from a Lycat now. I really appreciate that comment.
Yeah, that was news to you.
Okay. All right. Bubba.
Is she still speaking?
I think she's
gone.
God,
make her go away.
We got to take a break, but I got to tell you something. And she's not going to like this, and you're going to have a serious discussion about it later. But it's over.
Between us?
Yeah.
Between me and Amy?
Yeah.
Right now? Because of that?
It's over.
Because of that exchange?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Honey.
It's not only that exchange. It's over.
Let me tell you something right now. I hate to say this, buddy.
Because I enjoy you on the station. I've known you for quite some time, but I see it between you.
That she's leaving me?
Yeah. She's moving out.
Okay, now watch this. Do you believe for one moment that I would not gladly have sex with any one of the Lycats if I could get away with it? I probably would. Okay, so you know that about me. You know I need to be kept on a very short leash, and you're willing to keep me on that leash to stay with me. Is that correct? I think you're wrong. I think she's in.
How long does that leash stay tight before it snaps?
Till I'm done with the bitch.
All right. It's over. All right, everybody. If you have a wife and you've convinced her to be involved in a three-way, call us up and tell us how you did that, how it worked out, what are the ramifications, what are the downfalls, what are the upsides. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710, that's 520-9710, and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Danny Bonaduce joins us. We're live at the Commerce Casino on 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show. Starring Tim Conway Jr.
Oh, boy.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. We're at the Commerce Casino, joined by Danny Bonaduce, man.
Thank you.
Yes, 2 to 3 every single day on KLSX. 97.1.
Yeah. 2 to 3, the most interesting hour in radio.
I know, it's actually, it's 2 to 2:55,
yeah, because Likas comes on right when Likas wants to come on, and there's no fooling around. I think I'm on the air for actually 38 minutes.
Yeah, 38 minutes.
I think by the minute, I'm the highest paid disc jockey in the world.
I think you are. I think you absolutely
are.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah. Not a bad claim.
And you should use that, too. You know, it's the highest paid disc jockey on the planet.
Right, and then just the really small print put by the minute.
But you don't even have to put by the minute. You could just put the highest paid guy, and everyone else can figure out what hours are in, you know, and all that crap.
Well, not that this would matter, because I, of course, have my steady girl. But can you imagine the price of dating if they thought... Everybody knows that Stern got $500 million. Everybody knows how wealthy Corolla is. Everybody knows how wealthy, you know, big morning stars are.
Right. And Likas has made a lot of money, too.
Yeah, the guy's made of money. You're going to have to start spending that kind of dough. You walk around the business card that says highest paid disc jockey in the world, you're going to have to live up to some pretty big shoes.
Yes. Well, that's why, you know, that's why you have that title, though.
That's why I have it.
All right, let's talk to Dave in Hollywood on line one. Dave, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
How you guys doing today?
All right, what's up with you?
All right, I used to do the voice for Stallone for your show, if you remember me.
All right.
I dated a girl, and she put on a show for me with another girlfriend of hers. And after that show, her mother called me asking if she could come by to get me something from her daughter. And turned out the daughter was in the car with the mom, and they both came in, and they both, best way to put it would be gave me a threesome.
All right, now how old was the chick you were with?
The girl I was with was 19.
And how old was the mom?
The mother was about 40. Wow. I'm 41. This was when I was about 30.
Right. And no weirdness at all?
Freakiness, yeah. I thought it was great. I mean, I've never had a threesome.
Yeah, did this ever come up? Honey, I'd love to continue this, but you have to be to bed. It's 10 o'clock.
Well, what came off out of it was the mother really wanted just me and the mother after. And the daughter was...
Well, so doesn't she give your girlfriend a time out?
Pardon me?
All she has to do is give your girlfriend a time out.
Exactly.
Wait, but the girlfriend and the mom, they were just both into you.
Exactly.
They weren't doing anything with each other.
No. Not incest at all. No.
All right, so we're still learning from finishing school.
Right. So I am fascinated and intrigued, and I would, like you said, I am one of the most honest liars in the world. I am disgusted.
The kindest
but I
liar
know
in the world. Too.
I would do it.
You would.
I
do
know
it.
I would.
You
do
would
it.
Do it.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
The mom and the daughter.
It's well, I have done that, just not at the same time, in the same night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many girls are always asking me if they could have my son and me, because I'm a single parent with a son. And girls, I think girls take it as much as guys.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Say hi to your dad, Tim.
I will do that.
And
yeah,
Danny, you rock.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Take care.
It's a great way to finish that call that, you know, yeah, I had the mom, the daughter. I wish I could do it with my son. Oh, by the way, say hi to your dad.
I didn't even think about that.
Was made a living in dealing with, you know, a very cordial people.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. If there was ever a family-friendly act, it's your dad.
Right. Yeah.
But I, when I was about 15 years old, I slept with my girlfriend's mom.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute, how old was she? How old was the girlfriend?
The girlfriend was probably 15, around there.
And the girlfriend's mom?
Was, you can imagine the caliber of this family. The mom couldn't have been over 32.
Wow.
Yeah, and the mom was a little bit hotter than the girl I was with.
And the better sex was with the mom?
Oh, by leaps and bounds.
Is that right?
You got to remember, I was 15, so sex with me was not very interesting.
Right. Now, did you... you know, keep going up the hill and try to take a shot at grandma?
No, I never ran into grandma, and it never happened
again. Sex must have been unreal with grandma.
girlfriend is a strong word for this girl. I met her at a club and went home with her a few times, so girlfriend's a strong term. But
one of those, remember, well, you're of the right age, I guess. Do you remember when the teen clubs that were open all night, they didn't serve alcohol, were the hip thing in Hollywood?
Yeah,
there
right.
were clubs all over for teenagers, open till 4 in the morning
right.
for kids. And I went to one, I met this girl, and I went home, and like the third time I went home with her, she was asleep, and I went to get something to eat. And her mother was at the refrigerator with the door open, wearing a scantily clad nightgown. And I could see through the refrigerator light, I could see everything. It was obvious that was her plan. And I went in with her, and in the
wow.
same night, yeah.
Now, I wonder.
That made me, do you know, that made me a hero in high school.
Yeah, no crap.
That made me a hero in high school.
I wonder if there are guys, and I'm sure there are guys out there who have done this, but they've had three generations.
I'll bet.
They've had their girlfriend, the girlfriend's mom, and then their girlfriend's grandmother.
Did you see the movie Rumor Has It?
No.
That's the plot of Kevin Costner, Jennifer Aniston, and I forget the... Oh, and I love the woman in it. But that's essentially, it's the story of the Robinsons from The Graduate. Continue.
Oh, Bobo.
And Jennifer Aniston plays the daughter of Mrs. Robinson. So he's had all three generations by the end of the movie.
Jesus.
Now that's working, man.
All right. Danny Bonaducci's with us. Also, Gina Grad. And Gina Grad's getting completely effed up on booze. How you doing so far, baby?
My stomach feels woozy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you going to sing for us?
What do you want me to sing?
Well, when we come back from a break, will you sing?
I'll think about it.
All right. How many drinks have you had?
Well, I've had like... 3 or 4, but remember, for me, that's
a lot.
And remember, do you totally remember when we did the shots like a couple weeks ago? I feel like that.
All right, let's not bring that up, Babu, because I was in the parking lot after the show, and my wife didn't know that. My wife and kid are here.
Oh.
Let's keep it to ourselves, baby.
As I heard.
Yeah, no kidding. Man. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you?
Wait, what?
All right. All right, let's take a break here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Danny Bonaducci joins us. We're live at the Commerce Casino on 97.1 Free FM.